From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. A spokesman says Iran will respond by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20% now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil ministry official said Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day to its current production of 2.8 million barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran arrived home late Sunday. Matthew Trevick landed in Boston on Sunday. He had been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that were not clear. Several other released prisoners are in Germany receiving medical treatment at a U.S. military hospital. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's interior ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the attackers. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartments the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident describing it as a brothel that is a subject of frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. This is VOA News.